KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. I read an advice column once, and the person writing in asked what to do when a person you're involved with says, I love you, and you don't want to say, I love you back. Or maybe you want to say it the way we sometimes want to say the thing that makes the other person happy, or at least avoids an unpleasant conversation, but we just can't. The advice was this: when someone says, I love you, and you can't say, I love you too, say this: you do me great honor. Now, I'm not totally certain this is an effective response. In the first place, it sounds weird, like you're getting an award or something. And in the second place, it's such a glaring non-response. It's essentially shouting, I do not love you, when the point is really to wiggle out of the whole exchange. Now, I am not an advice columnist, but I think my dialogue rewrite on this would be, when someone says, I love you, and you can't say, I love you too, sigh heavily and say this: I only wish that I could feel love, except, of course, for money. At least, that's how it works in the entertainment industry. When you've got your head down and you're deep in the process of writing or producing something, it's easy to forget that so is everybody else. It's easy to forget when you're working with a network and developing a show that the network, not just the network, but the very same executive, is working with a lot of other people on a lot of other shows. That the network, and not just the network, but the very same executive you're working with, prefers those shows to your show. And that it's highly possible that they're even developing a few projects around a similar theme. So not only are they seeing other people, but they're seeing other people who look pretty much like you. In other words, they don't love you. They love money. Now, this is the way the world works, we all know. I mean, I walked into the place where I get my haircut, and standing there at the end of the row of barber chairs was the guy who used to cut my hair at the place where I used to go to get my haircut, a place I stopped going a few months ago because I liked the new place better. And the way I handled it was, I just stopped going to the old place and crossed the street whenever I was about to pass it because I didn't want to get into it. Actually, I knew I wouldn't get into it. I'd just end up getting my hair cut again at the old place because I'm a coward that way. But I walked into the new place and our eyes met and we smiled and it was awkward and I just fell back on the centuries of white Anglo-Saxon Protestant DNA that runs through my veins and I did what comes naturally to me, which was to pretend that this awkward moment wasn't awkward and to shout a cheery hello there to the old barber from the old place and then take my seat with my new barber at my new place and suppress and bury any weird feelings that might come up. But I told you that to tell you this. Google, for the first time ever, broke out its earnings for YouTube. It's $15 billion, which is more than the entire box office for this continent. YouTube, in case you've forgotten, has a lot of vloggers and homemade material and doesn't even try for Emmys or Golden Globes. Snapchat and TikTok are growing too, maybe not to $15 billion yet anyway, but in daily active users and time spent on the service, and if it's even possible to imagine, most of the content on those places isn't even at the YouTube quality level. So while people in the entertainment business think about Oscars and who's running this or that division of this or that studio, it's useful to remember that $15 billion means a lot of viewers, a growing audience, a new generation of eyeballs that are perfectly happy watching material that's made, and let me put this euphemistically, out of town. Now, writers may love their networks, but the networks love money, and networks may love their audience, but the audience can only respond that the networks do them great honor. It's a chain of broken hearts. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will talk marriage. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.